These are the best bits of Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Welcome to a new episode of Colm and Lucy in the Morning, the best bits. We podcast the best bits from the show every week, and this week it's as random as ever. So there's a thread going around on Reddit, and they're talking they're talking about people's quirks. Everyone has a little quirk,
right?
A little thing they do. So they obviously know they do it, or they just do it and they don't know. You give out to me about something, doing something.
Where to even begin? Well, the clicky pen is your new quirk.
The clicky pen is a new quirk.
Yeah, but you go through phases of doing different things.
Yeah, yeah, just little quirks.
You always say that I pull down my jumper.
There you go. You do.
I just did it to show you.
Oh, sorry.
But I do that.
You do, when you're talking, you do that quite a lot. And I don't think, you don't even notice it sometimes. And especially if we're having a slightly heated conversation, you'll always tend to go for your collar.
No. Strange jumper.
I know. No, it's not even a jumper. It could be a t-shirt or anything, and it's just something you do.
Wow,
I don't know
that's
why.
So weird.
Yeah.
I thought. Well, one of my weird quirks is candles.
Right. Okay.
Like, I've been known to get into my car, leave the house.
Yeah.
Drive around the block and come back in to check that a candle didn't suddenly relight.
Oh wow! Okay, yeah.
It's this thing I have.
Yeah, that's
so
a thing. That's a thing.
About candles.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing to have.
It is a good thing. But I remember living with Kelly Maloney, and we lit a candle in a church, and I had to go back in and blow out all the candles.
So you're meant to leave
and the
candles
said,
in the church?
I know. Kelly said, "Lucy, there are other people's." Prayers.
Yes.
I know, but just
and
in
witches.
Case.
No.
Just in case ours goes up. So I went back into the church to blow it out.
But that means then all those other people's wishes are gone.
They're gone.
Okay. People have usual quirks about remote controls and stuff like that. That's not really quirk. That's just like territorial. But I like this one. My partner refuses to have the TV sound system set to an odd number. In fact, it always has to be 16. If he's watching TV in a
16 is very loud.
Well, it depends. TV might go to 50. Ours goes to 50.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, I watch TV very loud.
No, I could not.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Everything you do is just loud.
Yeah, so in fact, in fairness to one of my quirks would be, I have to have loud TV.
Oh, my God. I spent my life going, put it under 10.
No.
Put it under 10.
No. If he's watching TV in I hire the volume to 18 or 19, he has to change it back. That's Valerie. Okay.
It's a bit odd.
Every night before I go to bed, I check under the pillow for spiders. Don't ask why. I'm 35. I've never found one. Andy. Wow, Andy.
Yeah. Well, is a quirk like a habit? Is it like a...
It can be a weird-ish thing.
Habit thing.
It can be a weird habit thing that you do. Yeah, yeah, that people have to do. I don't know. I can't go out of the house without a belt.
I'm sorry?
I can't go out of the house without a belt. I have to have a belt. I couldn't go.
Because your trousers are so loose.
No, it's nothing to do with that at all. It's just No, listen to me. It's a thing I have. I can't wear trousers without. I cannot go out, no matter where, without a belt. Like, I couldn't come to work without a belt. I'd have to turn around and go home.
Sorry, where do we even begin with you, right? Okay, here are his quirks, right?
No, what do you mean his quirks?
No, but like, you've just said you can't leave the house without a belt. You can't wear a jumper or a polo neck.
No.
You can't wear any jewellery.
No. Can't wear jewellery. You're right, actually. I can't wear jewellery. I can't wear a jumper.
Can't wear a jumper. You can't wear a polo neck.
Can't wear anything that goes up around my neck. Yeah, yeah. Can't leave the house without a belt.
But you have much, much deeper issues than where we want to go. And now he starts to kick the pen.
Somebody just texted in to say, WhatsApp, Patricia, good morning, and Claire. Well, I get this. I can't use a teaspoon that has been used to stir a cup of tea for my cup of coffee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you'd clean it, would you?
Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
Dirty spoon.
Well, is it dirty, really? It was just stirred a bit of tea? Would you stir it?
Whose tea?
Well, I don't know. Whose tea?
No. You'd be less hygienic in the kitchen than me.
You're overtly hygienic.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm normally.
No, you're not.
Hygienic. You're particularly dirty.
No,
Jeremy,
no, no.
You're
not dirty.
Yeah.
No.
You're not. You're hygienic with your body, I would imagine.
Jesus.
But I haven't seen your jocks.
You can see with your bottom.
But I haven't seen your jocks. Okay. But I think you're hygienic, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to the kitchen, you're just not.
Okay.
In any way.
This is not the conversation, okay. And this is completely wrong. Okay. I'm no better man than anyone else for the dishwasher. I just don't like that dishwasher.
It's not that dishwasher,
I don't like that dishwasher.
It's the way you slurp and just pour things down the sink and then you don't rinse the sink. You're an animal.
I'm not an animal. We're all animals inside, Lucy.
We're not all animals inside. Yeah. You are an animal. You're a dirty, filthy little animal.
This is, I never thought it was going down this road. I really didn't think this.
You should have known.
Yeah, I probably should have known. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's bring in our friend Debs. Debs has a problem. What is it, Debs?
Good morning, Colin and Lucy.
Morning, Debs.
I have two toilets in my house, one upstairs, one downstairs.
Well done.
And you're not, I mean, you're not allowed to do your number two downstairs toilet, wow. Only upstairs.
Right.
But if I find out you've done it, I'll have a stroke.
Okay. Wow.
You find out who's done it. Well, surely it's only people who are in your house.
Well, you would imagine
Debs
so.
Going around. Right. Who was down here at 1503?
Oh, God.
So, okay. Poo's upstairs, no yeah, poo's yeah, downstairs. Yeah. That's fair enough. But especially if you open your front door and then someone's kind of under the stairs.
That's true, busy, yeah. Busy.
Or maybe her downstairs loo is near her kitchen.
There's that as well, isn't it? You know, I think that's good. I think that's more being just clean. Oh, hello. Oh. That's more being clean and sensible than a quirk. We're looking for, but if you've got a partner with some sort of crazy quirk. Oh, like, there was one here on Reddit, actually, that's quite good. Years and years ago.
Yes.
I used to start eating my food in alphabetical order.
Oh, no.
So carrots were always eaten before potatoes or pasta. It started out as a joke, and I'm still doing it from Craig.
No way.
Yeah, Craig's still doing
Isn't
it.
Isn't that weird, the yeah. way some phases, because they're really phases, aren't they?
They are.
Phases that yeah. stick then.
Yeah, which become habits then.
Yes.
And you,
it's mad, you've got to break your face.
Yeah, yeah. So you consider it absolutely normal behaviour, you know what I mean? But other people are looking at you going, well, you're starting with C for carrots?
It's yeah, just, yeah, yeah, yeah. What if, would he not just kind of mix up the potato with the carrots?
No, that's not PC.
Potatoes and carrots.
Yay!
Yes.
Yeah, back in the
it
day.
It is early hazy.
Oh,
I'm back. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Jeremy's even applauding that one. Thank you,
good.
Jeremy.
That is good. Good
morning. They wake up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, guys.
Oh, wow.
It's probably the weirdest email you've ever... Hey, it's an email. It wasn't a letter.
Sorry, okay. Well, an email is
electronic. Sorry, this is Lucy Anything, by the way. This is where you guys get in touch and I try and help you. Probably the worst email you've ever got. How do I tell my partner his laugh is awful and embarrassing when he laughs in public? He sounds like a donkey.
A donkey?
This is from B in Cork. She says, I nearly have to run away from him. Oh. We're together 2 years. I don't have the guts to tell him that it's actually... It's kind of putting me off.
Oh,
it's
no.
beginning to give me the ick.
Oh.
If you don't believe me, listen to the voice note I've sent you.
Oh.
That's not human.
Oh, come
on. Hey, see, play that again.
That's so he's in the background laughing.
Well, obviously.
Have a listen. She's married a duck.
She hasn't married him.
Okay, run.
Oh, B, run for the hills.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay. This is a tricky one, right? Because
yes.
we are dealing with a person, a real
yeah.
person.
So we are dealing with a real person, yeah.
I also sound like a donkey in labour when I laugh. It's like, it's not my laugh, so I'm not really in a position to judge. His is particularly odd.
You sound like a crow hitting a wall.
How would you even... No, okay.
It does. No, it's... Look, you have...
The fact that it's kind of putting you off him.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
It's tricky, isn't it? Oh,
you
God.
You got to tell him.
Well, I think he knows, Hazy.
Well, no, but you've got to... He knows he has a laugh.
Yeah,
obviously.
But what... Sorry, what is the chap supposed to do in this situation?
Change
what?
Your laugh.
No, not... Remember you and you change your laugh.
I changed my laugh last summer.
Yeah, but it's only a summer thing. It's seasonal. You have a seasonal laugh.
Yeah, but you can do that. You can change your
this
laugh.
This is Hazy's summer laugh. No.
She's falling to the floor.
It's not. Your summer laugh is the... Yes. His summer yes. laugh is Alan is a Jimmy Carr.
Yeah,
that's your summer laugh.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, is your Halloween laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. So we haven't
so
got
to. You can change your laugh.
You can change your laugh.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, if she says to him, like, you know, God, your laugh actually offends me.
Yeah.
He's never going to laugh again. Never going to laugh
no,
again.
No.
Guilty.
Look, there are things that people have that is the game changer. Like a really, really irritating, like really irritating laugh from somebody. Like it's really hard to see past that.
Yeah.
Just really, I mean, it's difficult even for a friendship sometimes even to continue.
But for B in Cork.
Oh, sorry, we're talking about B.
B in Cork. The first time he laughed like that, that probably would have been enough for me.
Yeah, it would have been the moment. What do you do?
087-188-0008.
I can't help here.
You can.
No, I can't.
Let's help her. Don't forget you can reserve your next car at Renault Bellegarde. Browse the range, kerrys.ie/Renault. Let's help B and the donkey boy.
Oh, you see, you can't do that. You can't. Like, just...
Obviously, it's asthma.
Can you stop playing that? You're on air. This is it now. What's Jeff done? Seven deadly spins. Sorry, caller. One moment, please.
No bother.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning. How are you doing? Don't call people callers, Lucy.
Sorry.
I've actually lost the plot.
No, sorry, Darren. Lucy was actually playing The Saturdays on her phone.
Yeah.
Because she was convincing us that they were... Yeah, I know. That's what I have to live
Darren
with every day.
Darren doesn't mind. Darren, just so you know, the answer to today's tease was...
Darren knows. He gave us the answer.
Yes, I know. But I wanted to say this line again. Say hello to my little friend.
Darren, how would you do the Al Pacino line?
Say hello to my little friend. I'm worse than Lucy.
Oh, no. Say
hello
bad.
To me. You did it in a Galway accent.
Yeah. Say hello to my little friend.
Very good.
Now, how is everybody in Galway?
Wonderful. It's windy, though.
Good. Windy?
Yeah, it's very windy here.
No, not everyone in Galway is windy. The weather in Galway is slightly windy.
And you're outside your daughter's school. Is your daughter in the car with you still?
No, she got out because she thought I was going to embarrass her.
she is.
Are you going to embarrass her?
Well, she's gone now. What age is she?
I hope not. She's 8.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah. She's at that stage. I can't say good morning to my children anymore. Every time I go, hi guys, they go,
how embarrassing.
So embarrassed.
Yeah.
Okay, Darren Daly.
I know the feeling.
I know.
Let's spin the wheel and find out how much you're playing for, and then we can explain the rules.
Okay, the wheel it is spinning. Here we go. Anywhere from 3,000 euros down to 250 euros. The higher the amount, the harder they are, the lower the amount, the easier to get. You're playing for 800 euros.
Ooh.
Yes, not bad.
Not so bad.
Not so bad.
Yes.
But with an 8-year-old daughter, good luck trying to keep that cash. Okay.
Okay.
49 seconds will go on the clock. You have 7 questions to answer correctly in that time to win the money. We have to take your first answer as well. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready to do this?
Yes.
All right. The clock.
Let's go.
Let's do this. Let's do it. The clock starts now.
Summer Bay is the setting for which Australian TV show?
Home Alone.
What if the
Home
next...
Home Alone. Home and Away.
What are the next lyrics in the theme song for Home and Away? You know we belong together.
You and I together forever and ever.
We Don't Talk About Bruno is a song from which Disney animated movie?
Encanto.
The classic 80s song La Bamba is sung in which language?
Spanish.
What is the afternoon nap called that's taken by Spanish people?
Siesta.
What is the main airport that holidaymakers fly into to the Costa del Sol?
Oh, La Palma.
Which chocolate company makes Lindor truffles?
Oh,
Lindt.
Oh, I'll give you that, but the clock was gone at that stage. Okay.
We can't give him that, the clock was gone.
We'll give you four out of 7. So
okay.
You shouted Home Alone at the start. You knew it was Home and Away, but we have to take your first answer.
Darren, you can never tell your daughter.
Home Alone.
Shouted Home Alone.
Yeah. And the lyrics, you sort of turned them around.
You and I
out.
Forever and ever.
It should have been You and I Forever. I think
what
you
did
said,
he say?
He said you and me and ever and two
no,
of
he
us
didn't. He said you and I forever and ever.
I said you and I forever and ever.
Did he? No, we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you anyway.
Forever.
We Don't Talk About Bruno. You're absolutely right. Encanto.
The Hayes, you haven't seen Encanto.
No, not yet.
Brilliant movie.
Yes.
Spanish, yes. La Bamba.
Siesta, yes. When the Spanish people are asleep.
When you fly into Costa del Sol or Costa del Sol, as some people say, it's Malaga.
Malaga. I think La Palma is Mallorca.
Malaga.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you were right on Lindt. Listen, you made a bit of a mess.
No, you did. Just stop it, Darren. You absolutely did not. You did actually.
I'm so happy your daughter didn't have to witness this.
Stop it,
Hayes. Yeah, so am I. So am I.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so sorry. It all kicked off with me playing higher and I blame.
Let's never ever mention this again, okay?
Darren, I blame Hazy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if not to bother.
If your daughter's listening, it was Hazy's fault anyway.
Yeah, all right, Darren. Darren wants to just leave.
You know, when you start. When you start on a bad note, it kind of trips you up. Home Alone.
Yeah.
I don't think Macaulay Culkin was in some of the
yeah, which would be funny. Darren, you're a good man, but you're terrible
you're
at this game.
Man.
Take care of yourself.
He's not. And you said right,
good luck.
Your
good luck.
Have a great day.
Bye.
He just wants to get away from us now, doesn't he?
Good morning. They wake up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So there's a great survey coming out at the moment about chatternattering in work and what people actually talk about. And they've said, now, this is sort of, it's sort of slightly sexist because I don't agree that it's necessarily women, but a quarter of women are more likely to discuss relationships, holidays and social plans with a workmate before they do with their partner. So, I think that's...
Well, yeah, but that makes sense.
Yeah, but I think that's every... I don't think it's just women. I think it's men as well. Do you know what I mean? I think everyone does.
No, I don't think it's men. I think you're different. Like, you're quite like a girly man. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I know that
in Richie's work knows that we're going to Portugal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you are the kind of person that you talk
what.
A lot.
Oh, these stilettos are killing me.
No, he's
how do you walk in them?
No, but as in you like you love the chats. You love the chats.
Well, I'm a broadcaster. Yeah, of course I do. This is a different
environment.
Yeah,
but you're also nosy and you overshare.
Yeah, yeah, that's again. I'm a broadcast, award-winning broadcaster.
You're not award-winning.
I have. I've won many awards.
Like for what,
never
though?
With you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there we go.
Ruined his career. Lost him his bonus. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, this is true, and this would be exactly you and me. 94% of people agree it's important to have people around that you can have an open and honest conversation
with. Yeah.
Because there are times, good morning, Anne, that I want to talk about Anne. To you.
Yeah.
And I need somebody with an ear.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And I have two.
Yeah, you have two.
Yeah.
You want a spare.
Yeah. I have two.
And occasionally your advice back is sometimes
ditto.
Ditto.
But also, because we are the first people, well, you see Jeremy first because you come in at like 3:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we are each other's first proper conversation.
There is that actually,
aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
So like you're naturally going to go like, how did you sleep? How was your night? What did you have for dinner? What have you brought in for breakfast? Where are you going on holidays?
You sound like my hairdresser. You're doing anything nice for your holidays? Do you want more off the back? No, thanks, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we do. I think that's very natural.
I know, I know.
But I don't think that guys are the same.
Guys can be quite sport. Guys should speak a little bit more.
Oh, definitely.
A little bit more about themselves and about their life and about how they feel. There is a sort of thing that they'll immediately come in, hey, you see the game last night, you know. And we tend to not go any further. Like if there were relationship problems or if you're having a relationship issue, I wouldn't generally go to a guy about it.
No.
It's weird that, isn't it?
Yes.
So I feel sorry for guys who work just in a guy environment because it's really good to have obviously guy friends, but it's really good
but
to
I think women get the
well.
Get the conversations going,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah. Well, that's why they say guys don't, you know, you're in a bar and you go, how are you feeling? I'm grand. What about that game? And you don't go, no. But how are you really feeling?
Yeah.
We don't do that enough.
No.
Guy to guy.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, it's a bravado.
It's embarrassed.
Thing.
You're embarrassed to show your feelings.
Chokely, absolutely. It's a bravado thing. It's a rah, rah, rah. It's that classic primitive man thing, you know what I mean? Which is stupid.
It's stupid.
So if you can take anything from this conversation,
yeah, stupid.
Stop talking to me.
Right, got it. Okay.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
If you liked all of that, there's lots more where it came from. From Monday morning, 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.